Back to this issue of progression in terms of treating through, one of the things that happens with these responses is that you have to look at your own scans. You can't just look at the report where it says it's a little bit bigger, because what you'll see is something that's this size as a mass, and then it's like, you know, 3 centimeters, and then the next scan it's 3 centimeters, but it's hollow in the middle. And they really shell out. And, you know, I don't know what to call those things, but we clearly see a decrease in blood flow to those tumors, and there's not a tumor there anymore. But some things can look bigger by measurement, but in fact be empty space. So it's tricky in terms of defining progression. And I agree with Ron. If they're not changing their symptoms and you don't necessarily feel compelled to go to the next drug, I would keep them on and see where we go.
It's a good point to look at your own scans, because you will notice these cysts developing in these formerly solid tumors. And I think those are responses. I mean, I think what we're seeing is just very necrotic areas that are now becoming cystic.
Like just tumors.
And the frequency is not clear yet at this point. We really don't have that down, but you see it in many sites. Lung, soft tissue, pancreas, bone. So it's important, because a radiologist won't be that familiar with these kinds of changes.
So if you had a patient that was tolerating these drugs well and they had, say, a 20% increase on scan, you would just leave them on it and there's no new lesions,
in
3 months?
And I would look at my x-ray just to be sure what you're seeing, but I would leave them on until you're convinced that the disease is truly progressing, we have a new site or a new symptom or such.
That's important.